People, listen up. It's a fucking lockdown right now.
Come off it. We're not in a prison drama, are we?
We are in a prison drama. This is the fucking Shawshank Redemption, right? But with more tunneling through shit, no fucking redemption.
Screw you guys. I'm going home.
Sheriff, this is no time to panic. This is the perfect time to panic.
It's not the end of the world.
I ain't going with you. I'll go with Child.
Hey, fuck you, Palmer!
I'm going with you!
Who says I want you going with me?
All right, cut the bullshit!
Has the whole world gone crazy?
Hey! Everybody calm the fuck down.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Holmes Movies Recommends. My name is Anders Holmes of the Holmes Movies Podcast, and I am joined by my brother Adam over Skype in America.
Hello.
Still keeping in there?
Keeping in there.
Hanging in there?
Yeah.
I don't know what keeping in there was. Sorry, I meant hanging
yeah,
in there.
Yeah, we're hanging in there. Don't you worry about us. Everything, nothing to see here. Just a regular day in America. It's what a time to be alive. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah, everything here is sort of opening up.
I don't want to hear about how well it's going there, and I don't want to hear about you going to fucking restaurants either. Okay, so can it? Just say you're doing fine and let's move on.
I'm doing fine.
Good.
I'm keeping social distance.
Yeah, you better keep social distance or come near me. I'll fucking punch you in the face for going to that restaurant. How dare you post pictures from a restaurant on Instagram?
I didn't know that.
I nearly cried when I saw that.
I'm very sorry. I didn't mean to get that reaction out of me. Yeah. I mean, at least it... I mean, oh, wait, forget about it.
Yeah, anyone who wants can follow my brother at showofftwat.instagram.com/instagram.com.
Okay, look, if I get more abuse, then I'll just take the...
Right, if you want to give us abuse, you can email us. But it's the gofuckyourself@gmail.com. I'm here to recommend a film today.
Yes,
and we've been recommending films that we think people haven't seen. I think they generally go into two categories, right? It's films that are pretty obscure, and then there's films that are quite well known. Yeah. That people might not have seen, like Ran or Barbarella. And my film is going to be in that category, and it is the Magnificent...
Seven? Magnificent Seven?
Magnificent Seven, no. It is the marvelous 1927 Sunrise, A Song of Two Humans, directed by F.W. Murnau, who was brought over from Germany to do this Hollywood movie, and you know, brought his German crew with him, and it stars George O'Brien and Janet Gaynor, and it is an absolutely gorgeous, wonderful, perfect sort of
silent
early Hollywood film. It's an absolute peak of silent cinema, in my opinion. I think it's great because it is that marriage of Hollywood and German expressionism that it's the crossover movie we've all been waiting for.
Yeah.
Where G.W. Pabst did Pandora's Box and brought Louise Brooks over to the, you know, to add some American spice to his German film. Here it's Americans, production companies getting Germans to direct their film. And it is it's a really just brilliant, inventive, truly moving and poignant and well-acted film, which has, you know, a number of the set design feels very German, you know, some of the costuming too, but it really does feel like a co-production.
So this was after Nosferatu, right?
Yeah, it must be, yeah. And Murnau just gives us this really touching story of a couple who, you know, the film begins in this tiny village, and the George O'Brien's character is being seduced by this woman from the city who convinces him to kill his wife. He doesn't go through with it, and the film then has to be about how they become reconciled to the fact that he hasn't committed murder, essentially. And it's just this incredibly sweet and evocative and poignant portrayal of this relationship. And Janet Gaynor is absolutely amazing as his wife. And they do end up going to the city. The sequences there are astonishing. Some of the most, I guess, iconic and famous sequences in silent cinema. There's a bit where they're walking together arm in arm in a through a street scene, and they imagine themselves in a forest glade, and then they return to that scene, and then obviously they've caused a massive traffic jam. The loveliness of the performances are just it cannot be stated, and it's one of those moments where one of the reasons why it's so good is because it's a silent film, and that you have the dialogue is not heard, you know. So it's this almost sort of balletic portrayal of love and sadness, and it's a one of a kind thing, and I really, really I cannot recommend it highly enough. I can't wait to watch it again.
I really want to watch it too.
It also has a Danish person in it, Baldi Rossing, who was born in 1877, if you can believe it, who plays their maid. She was. I didn't know that's who she was at the time when I watched it, but it's sort of remarkable to think of, you know, when you watch these films, just, you know, the eras that these people come from. Nice to see a Danish connection in this seminal film. But it was, I mean, I think it was very successful.
Three awards at the first Academy Awards in 1929.
Yeah, fully deserved. The cinematography, everything is completely perfect.
They did a lot of interesting. They found a lot of interesting. It's regarded as like a lot of the cinematography is very groundbreaking of the time, because they use a lot of tracking shots, do they, or something like that. There's a lot of sequences.
I don't know enough about cinematography, but the camera movements are really wonderful. Some of the effects are really great. The things that are the land sort of imaginary landscapes that Murnau and his team conjure are really compelling and visually arresting, and the iconography of this film is just so brilliant. But I think it's not just, you know, sometimes you watch silent films and it's like, oh, we're watching a time capsule, or you want to kind of watch the development of a genre. Like, this film I really think should be enjoyed on its own merits. I think this can stand alongside any film, and yes, there's no dialogue that you hear, but everything else is is completely on point, and the it's beautifully preserved, or it's been lovingly restored.
There was a fire in 1937, and the original 35mm negative of the original American version was destroyed. But then there was like a new negative that was made out of the surviving print.
Yeah, I didn't know about the fire, but the
it broke out in 20th Century Fox at that point. Now it's called 20th Century Studios, and then it was a storage facility in New Jersey, and it was caused by something. It was the sort of cause of the fire was a nitrate film fire, which, as you know, if you've seen Inglourious Basterds, it's very flammable.
Yeah, and I think that was quite a famous fire, because it wiped out quite a lot of other movies. I mean, it's a shame to think about when you look back on this era how many films we've actually lost, but many of the ones that are preserved to this day are really, really worth seeing, and it's a tremendous and wonderful film, and I think a real piece of film history too, so
which should be preserved for a very long time.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people get intimidated by the idea of watching a silent film. I think this would be a great place for people to start, because the plot is genuinely very compelling. It's short, at an hour and a half. It really zips along, and it's very cool. Like, just so many of the creative decisions taken in the summer and just very visually and just like they just feel very like, yeah, cool is the right, like, just there's something really great about them that it evokes kind of the 20s in this really wonderful way. And so, like, I guess if I was recommending for people to start with silent films, I'd say maybe this one or Nosferatu or Metropolis would be my choice. Yeah. But there's something about the Germans, they really get silent cinema.
Yeah. I love German expressionism. I think it's just,
yeah.
I mean, if anyone has seen any of like the Universal monster movies, like they just fully embrace that style for those movies. And it's really, really fun and cool.
Yeah. And obviously the influence on film noir and so on. So,
yeah.
But I what I would also say to folks is that, yeah, it might be that initially the style change is a bit jarring, but you do your mind tunes into it right away. So do watch silent films. Don't think of it as some kind of highly sophisticated pursuit. You know, these films were made for mass consumption. There's no reason to think about them as more impenetrable or more, you know, you don't have to pat yourself on the back and feel fancy if you watch a silent film. It's just, it is a movie from before there was sound. That's really all there is to it. But that doesn't mean that they're not incredibly well made, and this one really is. So Sunrise, 1927, Sunrise, A Tale of Two Humans. Go and watch it.
If I may, I would like to sort of piggyback on that and also recommend another silent film which I saw last year, which I during Scary Movie Month, which I also think is really good and also should be seen by many people, and also is rightfully preserved as well, is Rupert Julian's film, The Phantom of the Opera, with the Man of a Thousand Faces, Lon Chaney, starring in it.
Why did you fucking recommend that on a different podcast then?
All right, fine.
No, I can recommend a ton of silent films. Don't watch The Phantom of the Opera. Watch Sunrise. This is my turn, and don't listen to him. He can bloody recommend that on his own time. Sunrise.
Are there any other silent movies that you've seen? Because I've not seen that many. So what's your like other favorite?
I've seen. Well, I mentioned Pandora's Box. That's fantastic. There's The Phantom Carriage, which I can't remember who directed. Is it Victor Sjöström directed that? I can't remember. That's quite an early one.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously Nosferatu, Metropolis. I haven't seen The Passion of Joan of Arc. The Kid, the Charlie Chaplin film, The Kid, that's a lot of fun. I can't think of any others right now. The John Ford film, The Iron Horse, I watched that recently. That's a bit more of an undertaking. That's 2.5 hours, and it's not as good as John Ford's later work, let's put it that way.
Fair enough.
But it's still very, you know, it's fun. You can watch it as a miniseries. But yeah, I like many people, I wish I'd seen more silent movies. They're a rich treasure that isn't delved into nearly often enough.
Yeah, I wish it, like, I mean, at film school, I think we did watch a few, or we maybe watched like clips of stuff, particularly if we were looking at like cinematography or editing or anything like that. But I really wish like we had more screenings of silent films. I feel like I wish people were a bit more open to seeing them, because I think there is something to learn from them. And also it's, you know, if you look at anything like Buster Keaton's or Charlie Chaplin's movies, there is something quite innovative in the way that they shot those movies. And
it's fantastic. The innovation is amazing. And the innovation actually is stifled by the development of sound, because you can't do as much with the camera when you have to lock it away to disguise its noise. You know, when you're not worried about sound bleed on the set or whatever it's called, I don't know the technical terms, then
camera sound.
Can do lots of different things with the camera that you couldn't do before. So actually, when sound comes along in the early 30s, films start to become a bit static again. But there's a magic to silent films, especially to a film like Sunrise, that I think is truly unique. So let's leave it there.
Yeah.
Enjoy Sunrise, and if you want to watch other silent films, do so. Please watch this one, because I fucking recommended it.
Yeah.
I
think if you want to get a hold of Sunrise, Eureka Entertainment have it as part of their Masters of Cinema series collection.
Yeah, so it's pretty widely available to stream as well.
There's a few other of Murnau's films that are available, including Nosferatu, which is fantastic, which is also part of Eureka's Masters of Cinema series.
I wish you'd just talk about the film I'm recommending. Stop mentioning other films. watch Sunrise. We recommend one film a week, and you keep throwing a million other. What are some of the other films that people want? I want people to watch Sunrise. I don't care about anything else.
Yeah. So yes, do watch Sunrise. Not Danny Boyle's Sunrise, but F.W. Murnau's Sunrise.
Yeah, please get it right. Okay. I'll see you next time.
Yeah, see you next time. Do check back to see what I will be recommending. Have a good day, everyone.